This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Republicans have unveiled a new congressional map that creates five additional GOP-leaning districts, bolstering their chances of keeping control as they brace for challenging midterms. A positive GDP report out this morning. The U.S. produced 3% more goods and services in the second quarter, reversing the 0.5% decline in the first 3 months of the year. President Trump also announcing 25% tariffs on India.
The president also recently announcing the framework for a deal with the European Union and saying that he signed a trade agreement with Japan last week, but still consumers bracing for potential price hikes. The president's tariff policies are projected to cost the average U.S. household $2,400 a year, according to one estimate.
ABC's Jay O'Brien in Washington. The Federal Reserve is wrapping up its two-day meeting this afternoon and is not expected to raise or lower interest rates. Tsunami warnings downgraded as the threat diminishes following a strong earthquake off the coast of Russia. This is ABC News.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Gas prices are slowly falling in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
In Wisconsin, it will cost you an average of $2.88 a gallon for gas, a decrease of 4.1 cents per gallon from last week. Nationally, the price has risen almost a cent to $3.10 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are hovering around the $65 a barrel range, and gas demand is easing up as the summer warms.
Here in La Crosse, the average price for a gallon of gas has held steady at $2.92 since the beginning of the month, a few cents higher than the statewide average. Across the river, it's a little more expensive for gas, checking in at just under $3 per gallon in Houston County. Who will be running for governor in Wisconsin to replace Tony Evers? So far, there are multiple announced candidates from both parties, but there could be several more to announce in the coming weeks and months. On the Democratic side, Sarah Rodriguez, currently the lieutenant governor, has begun her campaign. For Republicans, Bill Berrien and Josh Showman are running campaigns. Campaign finance reports show additional independent candidates or political newcomers have also begun filing. The election for governor is in November of 2026. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources said it's investigating a boat explosion on the Mississippi River in Pierce County near Prescott that happened on Saturday. According to a release, 8 people were hurt and taken to the hospital after the explosion, but nobody died. The cause was from the boat's engine, which one of the people on the boat had attempted to restart multiple times. All 11 people on board went into the water. The boat also drifted into a second watercraft after the explosion, catching that boat on fire as well. We'll have scattered rain chances during the workday before things clear out this evening. Highs will be in the 70s today. Tomorrow is the start of a long stretch of sunny, dry, and comfortable temperatures with highs in the mid to upper 70s for most of the Cooley region. The pleasant weather continues well into next week when temperatures and rain chances slowly start to increase. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A house divided. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp in Green Bay, where things got a little testy. I asked quarterback Jordan Love if fights on the practice field can lead to division in the locker room.
No, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, this is football. We got a big team. It's not like basketball or any of these other sports. These guys are battling every day, O-line, D-line, they're banging every day. So there's going to be some chippiness on the field, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to dap each other up and, you know, find ways to compete through the whistle and understand that we're team at the end of the day.
The Badgers football team at UW-Platteville for the next couple of weeks to begin preparing for the season. Head coach Luke Fickle.
We got to use it the best way. Just because you're here doesn't mean you use it the best way. There's great opportunities with facilities and things like that. But in order for us to do this the best way, you know, our guys got to spend time together.
Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs today in Milwaukee. The Crew winning last night 9-3 to take a 2-game lead over Chicago in the standings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
On and off showers and storms today, giving us a damp and dreary one. With mostly cloudy skies, wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert, and some rumbles of thunder possible, which could bring some locally high rainfall. Chances for rain wind down overnight and leave us with plenty of sunshine tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Lisa White, one of the Democratic candidates in the 17th State Senate District, for this installment of Broad Appeal next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. We got a lot to talk about today. No guests, just you and me all day. Who has the most expensive drugs in the world? It's you. If we were just, Sean and I were talking about this just a little bit ago. You know, the price of prescription medications has just been exploding in the United States. And why is it that we have the most expensive drugs in the world? Why is it that it's you who has the most expensive drugs? Well, I'll give you the details on that. Trump just jacked up our drug prices another 15%. Also in the first hour of our program, America is now on the watch list for the health of civil society because of sustained attacks on civic freedoms. We have to turn this around. And also, did Trump just confess to his Epstein role? Is he treating the financially lubricated sex trafficking of women as mere employment? How does a 16-year-old come to work at Mar-a-Lago anyway? In the spa. It's just weird. And is Trump going to pardon Diddy? Did Trump have a special place in his heart for people who, you know, traffic young women or abuse young women and girls? Apparently. Also in the second hour of our program, are we horrified by this cult of cruelty? Robert Reich has some suggestions on how we fight back. And Democrats did something important for democracy, and the mainstream media completely ignored it. This is actually a very big step that was taken by Reverend Warnock, Senator Warnock, yesterday. And it literally got no coverage in the press at all. And are the Dems not fighting hard enough to get their message out? We'll talk about that in the second hour. Also, in the second hour, crazy alert, Josh Hawley proposes a $600 rebate check, but not for Democrats. With money paid for from the tariffs, right? Isn't that brilliant? Also, in the third hour of our program, are we now living in the age of Trump travel terrorism? In other words, if you travel, Trump will terrorize you. If you don't agree with Trump, it's scary to travel. Just ask the candidate for mayor of New York, who now has the governor ready for him to fly into New York Airport on Wednesday. He's visiting the country where he was born, Uganda, right now. This is Mr. Zahari. I'm mispronouncing his name. The candidate, the New York candidate for mayor. Anyhow, now our geeky science, they're succeeding in reversing Alzheimer's. Reversing Alzheimer's with supplements and a lifestyle change. And it's pretty straightforward stuff, and you can do it for pennies. I'll tell you all about that in the third hour of the program. By the way, even people without Alzheimer's saw improvements in their cognitive function. But my opening rant today is published over my daily take over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, Even Big Pharma Begged Him Not To, But Trump Did It Anyway. What did he do? Well, he put a 15% tariff on everything coming in from Europe, which includes 60% of America's pharmaceuticals. You got that? This is a sales tax. I mean, this year, tariffs are estimated to raise $171 billion. And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, there's the Josh Hawley says we should write $600 checks to Trump voters, as it were. And Trump is saying he's going to use it to pay down the national debt so that there will be more money available to give more tax cuts to billionaires. But this is 100% of this is a tax cut on average working people. Millionaires and billionaires don't care what they pay for their drugs. If the cost of their asthma medication goes from $110 to $140, it doesn't matter to them. But it does to average working people. And, you know, Donald Trump is committed to making this situation even worse, this 15% deal. And by the way, it's just a framework. He literally does not have a single tariff deal. Remember, he was going to have 100 deals in 100 days? Not one. What he has are agreements in principle. And the one with Japan just fell apart day before yesterday. The one with the UK is still in framework status. The one with the EU yesterday, it's a framework. I mean, it's just weird. But let's say it actually goes through. It actually happens that Trump puts a 15% tax on all the pharmaceuticals coming into the United States from Europe, which, as I said, is 60% of all of our pharmaceuticals. That's $127 billion a year worth of drugs that we buy here in the United States that come from Europe. So what the price of what is going to go up? Well, Ozempic and Wegovy are manufactured in Denmark and Belgium. They're for diabetes and weight loss. Humira and Stelara for Crohn's disease, arthritis, psoriasis, produced in Ireland. Keytruda, even Botox and Viagra, you know, the favorite drugs down at Mar-a-Lago, they're all manufactured in Europe. And Trump's tariffs hit them all. And if you think that the drug companies are just going to absorb these tariffs, I got a bridge to sell you. I mean, Trump loves to boast about how he lowers drug prices. No, sorry. This tariff scheme could add $19 billion a year at retail to the cost of drugs in the United States. And the consequences of that are deadly. When drug prices go up, people start cutting their pills, they start reducing their doses, they start skipping their refills, they walk away from the pharmacy altogether. If you're diabetic and you can't afford your insulin, you could die. If you're fighting cancer and can't afford Keytruda, you could die. If your child needs Humira and you can't pay the new price, he could end up in the ER or worse. I mean, this is the pattern of Trump's second term, policy as punishment. He's attacked reproductive rights. He's gutting environmental protections. In fact, the newest is that the EPA is seriously considering right now ending all controls on carbon dioxide because they say they don't believe the science. The climate change is real and it's caused by CO2. Honest to God, Lee Zeldin, the EPA administrator, the guy who's the head of the EPA, used to be a right-wing congressman. Who actually used to acknowledge climate change. He just put five climate deniers. The five most prominent crackpot on the take from the fossil fuel industry, climate deniers, on this panel that is going to recommend whether or not to continue the EPA position of saying that climate change is real and therefore we need to do something about it. And it looks like they're just going to wipe the whole thing out. That's a kind of a separate rant, but I mean, this is what Trump is doing, and it's all happening in lightning speed. Now he's turning medicine into a bargaining chip. And what is he bargaining for? Why did he go to Europe to try to get this 15% tariff on place? Well, first of all, he wanted to open his golf course, and he wanted you and me to pay for it. It's going to cost $10 to $15 million. And of course, the Secret Service are having to stay at his hotel, at his seedy golf motel there in Scotland. And you and I will be paying the highest price possible, I guarantee you. I can't guarantee, but I would predict. But the real reason that Trump is doing these tariffs around the world. Keep in mind, tariffs throughout history, first of all, only Congress can impose tariffs, and only Congress has historically imposed tariffs, with the exception of Trump's first term. How is it that Trump, and that's according to the Constitution, how is it that Trump can impose tariffs? He's claiming that there's a national emergency. And when you have a state of emergency, you get extra powers when you're the president. And one of those powers is to impose tariffs in an emergency. This was so, like in World War II, you know, World War I. I mean, this literally dates back to that. So he declares this phony emergency. But why is he doing this? It's not to raise money to pay for tax cuts for billionaires. I mean, that's kind of a side benefit. It's not to bring manufacturing back to the United States. Over 100,000 manufacturing jobs have left the United States since Trump became president again. Why is he doing this? because it forces the world's leaders to come to him on bended knee. We saw this with Ursula von der Leyen day before yesterday, where she was flattering Trump. We saw, we just see world leader after world leader coming to the White House or meeting with Trump and just calling him, telling him he's wonderful, telling him how smart he is, thanking him for all the work he's doing. You know, quack. He's doing this in order to get praise. This guy has such a deep black hole in his heart. He's just like, it's like an empty well. He never got love as a child. In fact, he was rejected by his parents. And he believes that praise is the same thing as love. When a crowd applauds, he feels loved. This is how he feels loved. And we're the victims of it. You pay more at the pharmacy. You pay more in premiums and taxes. You get fewer options and longer waits for new therapies. And Trump, he gets the love of the world's leaders who have to grovel in front of him, whether it's Keir Starmer or Ursula von der Leyen or, you know, fill in the blank, right? There's just been an unending stream of them. And Trump calls that America first. We should call it what it is, America last, with Trump and his big business buddies first. So now is the time to fight back. Call your representatives, 202-224-3121, and tell them to start blocking these tariffs. Congress has the authority to impose tariffs exclusively. Tell them to stop Trump's declaration of emergency, to fight it, and take back their damn power. And then demand a national health care system so that our government can actually negotiate decent drug prices. In addition to the tariffs, or even without the tariffs, we pay the highest drug prices in the world. That's nuts. If we stay silent, the next obituary could be someone you love or even you. So get on it. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last year, we reported that the Georgia State Board of Elections passed new rules aimed at disrupting or overturning the 2024 presidential election. One of those rules, allowing members of county election boards to do their own investigation before certifying an election, was just unanimously struck down. In July and August 2024, the Georgia State Board of Elections laid the groundwork for obstructing or overturning the presidential election. One element granted individual members of county election boards the power to do a reasonable inquiry of election results prior to certifying, potentially sowing chaos and delaying the outcome. The effort by three state election board members, all outspoken Trump loyalists, was part of an apparent scheme in swing states to use the specter of voting by non-citizens as a pretext. The Georgia Supreme Court refused to hear a GOP appeal of a stay of the rules before the election. Trump won the election in Georgia, so unsurprisingly, no objections to certification materialized. June 11th, the Georgia Supreme Court struck down four of the rules. Another case contesting the reasonable inquiry rule was decided by the Georgia Appeals Court July 2nd. The court unanimously concluded that election officials could voice concerns about an election to state authorities, but, quote, have a mandatory duty to certify all election results, unquote. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. I'm telling you, this stuff really works. Louise absolutely loves it. I've tried it. It's great. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping on this extraordinary cream with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, B5, and E in Super C Serum. Vibrience.com/Tom.
15% tariff, another cut from the same old knife. Europe sends the meds we need, from cancer drugs to pills for pain. But now your insulin's a weapon in his twisted little game. He calls it America first, but you know who's gonna hurt. Not the billionaires at Mar-a-Lago, it's you and me and every nurse. The most expensive medicine in the world, yours, it's yours, it's yours. While the rich and the reckless toast behind closed doors. Yours, it's yours, it's yours. Can you hear the sound of the fuse burning down? The Constitution's on the floor. The most expensive medicine in the world. Yours, it's yours, it's yours. He broke the law with a smirk, claimed an emergency, but there's no fire. Just his ego on a killing spree. Ozempic, Keytruda, Humira, all held hostage now. You're just a pawn in a power game, but we can't back down. He calls it America first, but it's Americans last. From insulin to cancer care, he's cashing in on our past. The most expensive medicine in the world, yours, it's yours, it's yours. He's tearing
Congress to stop him ignoring every law. Yours, it's yours.
It's 24
it's
minutes
yours.
Past the hour. Welcome back. A new report by Civicus. This is an organization that looks at democracies all around the world and publishes an annual report on the state of democracy in country after country after country. And they looked at the United States. They have a series of categories, excuse me. The ratings run from an open society. This would be like Norway, narrowed, obstructed, repressed, and closed. Enclosed society would be, you know, like North Korea, repressed, like Russia, obstructed. I'm not sure exactly what their definition would be, but they defined us now as narrowed. In other words, we are moving in the direction of authoritarianism, and we have lost many of our civil liberties. This is what they said in their press release, I guess. With regard to the media, countries with a narrowed rating allow media to disseminate a wide range of information. Although the state undermines complete press freedom, either through strict regulation or by exerting political pressure on media owners. The United States appears to be sliding deeper into the quicksands of authoritarianism. Peaceful protests are confronted with military force. Critics are treated as criminals. Journalists are targeted. And support for civil society and international cooperation have been cut back. 6 months into Donald Trump's second term, a bizarre assault on fundamental freedoms and constitutional safeguards has become the new normal. I'm telling you, we cannot wait until November of 2026. It may be way too late back then. Did you notice Donald Trump issued an executive order last week saying that the government going forward can lock anybody up in a loony bin in a mental hospital? If they decide that that person is dangerous or a threat or mentally ill, they sold it as, oh, we're going to take care of the homeless people. Well, you know what they call democratic socialists in Russia? Mentally ill. You know where they end up? In the mental hospitals. Hitler did this. Mussolini did this. Putin's doing it. What's next? I mean, you know, now he's got every general in the military has to go to Donald Trump for an in-person interview to determine if they will kiss his feet too. So that what? When the horrible order comes, hey, it's time to start rounding up those mentally ill Americans. We call them Democrats. I mean, am I like just way off in woo-woo land here? What do you say?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Meanwhile, more Donald Trump and abusing women news. I'll share that with you, and I'll pick up the calls after the break. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and I pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom when you check.
J. Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review, will be here as we continue to break down the Epstein story and all things sports with Paul Noonan.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. All of Wisconsin is under an air quality advisory until noon Thursday. The field of candidates for governor already has multiple people on the campaign trail despite the primary being more than a year away. With more, here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
Democratic Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is officially in the race for governor and is wasting no time talking about issues ranging from affordable health care to child care. Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Whitefish Bay businessman Bill Berrien already declaring their candidacies as Republicans. Rodriguez believes she has the experience and toughness to take them on.
I know what I'm about. I know what my values are. They can come at me with whatever they want to come at me with. I am able to handle that. And to be clear, I have worked in executive positions outside of elected office for far longer than I've been in elected office. And I think that's a good balance between understanding what it's like to be able to lace up your shoes every day, working as a nurse, working as an executive, and also understanding the political landscape.
Rodriguez, a guest on the Todd Albaugh Show, and called while on the road campaigning in Northeast Wisconsin.
The primary for governor is in August, while the election is in November of 2026. City officials are working on a remedy to publicly accessible drinking water. During the latest heat wave, bubblers across the city of La Crosse were shut off, as they have been all year, for not complying with ADA. Mayor Shawndell Washington Spivey sponsored a resolution to add drinking fountains that are compliant with ADA around the city. A second resolution seeks to preserve the non-compliant bubblers for historical reasons. A committee meeting Tuesday will address both resolutions. In the meantime, the city's bubblers will remain off. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
On and off showers and storms today, giving us a damp and dreary one. With mostly cloudy skies, wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert, and some rumbles of thunder possible, which could bring some locally high rainfall. Chances for rain wind down overnight and leave us with plenty of sunshine tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah, it's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Madison Mustard Museum curator Barry Levinson. Then Appleton's Kim Mothy joins to talk Mile of Music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Did you know know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, THOM.TV. Check it out.
Steps up, the cameras roll, he points and lays the blame, says the press is out to get him, playing a rigged game. Fake news, they twist the facts, they're enemies of me, but silencing the truth is how you kill democracy.
Past the hour. So Donald Trump dropped a bit of a bomb yesterday on Air Force One, admitting that Virginia Guffrey had actually worked at Mar-a-Lago when she was 15 or 16 years old, that he knew who she was, that he knew that Jeffrey Epstein had taken her, hired her away, shall we say. She testified that Ghislaine Maxwell then physically and sexually molested her and taught her how to be basically a sex slave, taught her how to engage in particular sexual acts. I'm not going to go into all the details. This is the family hour here on radio, but that Ghislaine Maxwell was basically the one who procured all these girls for Maxwell and for his rich friends and taught them how to essentially be, you know, 15 and 16 year old prostitutes, 14 year olds in some cases. And so anyhow, Trump said, they took her from Mar-a-Lago and I was angry about it. And that's why I kicked him out. Well, it turns out that Trump's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein continued for years after he hired Virginia Guffrey away from the spa at Mar-a-Lago. And by the way, what are 15 and 16 year olds doing working in a spa at Mar-a-Lago anyway? But, you know, anyhow, so, you know, he apparently thinks this is going to put the story to bed. Oh, yeah, he was just stealing people from me, and that's why I was pissed. And it turns out that the reason that they fell out was because Donald wanted to buy a piece of real estate in Palm Beach, a mansion, and Jeffrey Epstein wanted that mansion for himself. But Donald knew that if he bought this mansion for cheap, it was like in the $20 million range, that there was this Russian oligarch who was looking to launder some money that had been stolen out of Russia. The main way that money is laundered in the United States and the United Kingdom, we are the two countries in the developed world that have very, very lax laws around real estate. The main way you do it is with cash real estate transactions. You don't have to report them to anybody. And so this billionaire oligarch gives Donald Trump, what, 50-some-odd million dollars for this $20 million property just weeks after he'd bought it or months after he'd bought it. And Jeffrey Epstein is stuck without the house he wanted, and he was pissed. And that apparently is when it fell apart. And that was years after Virginia Guffrey was hired away from Donald Trump. But Trump thinks this is the story that's going to put it to bed. You know, if you believe that, I got a bridge to say. I got to come up with a new cliche. But anyway, also reports are that Donald Trump is seriously considering a pardon for Diddy. Why? Well, because Sean Combs is, you know, was accused of abusing women. That is not a crime in Donald Trump's book. That's an accomplishment. So, oh God, is he really going to go there, do you think? And what will it do with his base? I mean, we'll see, won't we? All right, so what's on your mind today? Tom in Ashbury Park, New Jersey. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hi, how you doing? I think at this point in time, this is all the Supreme Court and a federalist society, and nobody talks really in the news. I watch a lot online, but in the news about what the Supreme Court is actually doing and has been doing, and they're slowly eroding away everything on purpose, and nobody is doing anything to stop them if it's even possible for that to be.
Well, that's the, kicker. Is it possible?
Yeah.
Because, you know, but yeah, keep going. Yeah, I interrupted your thought. I'm sorry, Tom.
No, that's okay. You know, I'm old. I forget in the middle of the sentence anyway. I do. I find this whole thing terrifying in what's actually going on. And people don't seem to understand it or but the news doesn't talk about it.
Right.
And, last night I saw on Steve Schmidt, who I like, he posted a video that the right wing is posting about arming Christians to get the infidel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sick. And what's the issue with Epstein? I mean, this guy is a criminal. We know Trump was there. And I think those are the tapes that Putin has, by the way. It's not PT. And, why isn't somebody going against the Federalist Society? You can't go against the Supreme Court. Because this is really cruel.
Well, there's no mechanism for doing it. The only agency that has power over the Supreme Court right now is Congress. Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution says that Congress has to operate within the context of regulations and exceptions that are defined by Congress. And Congress has, you know, throughout the years, often regulated the Supreme Court or even just threatened to. FDR just threatened that in 1936. And in 37, what do? They went along with him. You know, Justice Owen Roberts, as I recall, switched his vote. It was called the switch in time that saved nine. And so, he didn't have to expand the court. But the bottom line is that this is Congress's job. And right now, Congress is controlled by Republicans. And these Republicans are all controlled by Donald Trump and his billionaire buddies, because the Supreme Court has said that money is the same thing as speech and corporations are people. So all that money can be used to defeat anybody who goes against Trump. I mean, this is when Citizens United happened in the fall of 2010. And I remember it so well. I read the dissents here on the air, you know, the next morning. I was just so shocked by the ferocity of John Paul Stevens's dissent, because he called out. He said, you know, this is going to cause Americans to lose faith in their democracy, which has happened. He said this is going to cause the executive to seize power, which has happened. He said this is going to strip power from Congress. This is the beginning of the end of our democracy, essentially. I mean, it's really worth reading John Paul Stevens' dissent in Citizens United. It's shocking, and he was so right. And you know, we've got to fix this. And you know, you've got the For the People Act would have largely solved this problem. But Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin took bribes, presumably from big bankers and big oil. I don't know who, but, you know, clearly they were paid off, and they stabbed the entire friggin' country in the back and brought us Donald Trump. And here we are. Tom, I got to run, but final point.
Wait, I got one more.
Yeah.
If the Citizen United, if corporations are people too, aren't people restricted to $3,000 a year of a donation?
Yes, you and I are.
So why aren't they? They're people too. They're a corporation that is now a person.
Well, here's the way they get around that. You and I are not restricted from giving millions of dollars to a super PAC or a PAC.
Oh.
So and those were created by the Citizens United decision and the McCutcheon decision 3 years later. The whole idea of PACs and then super PACs. And now you've got these leadership PACs where the guy takes the money, the PAC takes all the money, and then if he leaves office or she leaves office, they get to keep that money. You know, so everybody's doing leadership PACs now. But this was all created by five or most recently six, but I believe in each case it was five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, starting back in 1978 when Lewis Powell wrote the First National Bank of Boston versus Bilotti decision, claiming that not only was money speech, but corporations were persons. So, and I realize some of that goes back to 1886. I wrote a whole book about it called Unequal Protection. But, the real stuff has been happening in the last 40 years, 50 years. And it's kneecapped our democracy. Tom, thank you. You really put your finger on it. It was a great call. Thank you. Wendell in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Wendell, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Fine. What's up?
Hey, I just I called last week. I'm calling from Ohio. I called about the going back to paper ballots and D-Bolt and all that here in Ohio. But anyway, the reason why I called Sergio on again today, and we were kind of talking about healthcare and stuff like that. I worked in healthcare for 20-some years, you know, and I really wonder if people, this is kind of resonating with, you know, outlying hospitals and what they're going to do as far as cutbacks and all that, and how that's going to impact, you know, people across the nation and everything.
Well, what do you mean, specifically? What?
I mean, healthcare has always been kind of, you know, outlying hospitals and stuff like that were already struggling before all of this. And, you know, they were either, you know, getting, you know, too expensive and stuff like that.
Well, the Medicare cuts they're estimating that they could cause the closure of even as many as several hundred hospitals around the country, mostly small rural hospitals. Is that what you're talking about?
You know, I might have missed a word or two in your opening. So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of where it goes, and that's, you know, that's probably been kind of the narrative. But, you know, you start cutting some of the other stuff, you know, how does that cut for reimbursement and stuff like that for, you know, larger, you know, in-city and hospitals? You know, we spent all this time and energy getting people, you know, ACA, you know, Obama Healthcare and all that. You know, how many people are, you know, are able to go to the emergency room when they need to and they're not waiting so they're able to get care and all that stuff, and all that reimbursement from that stuff, and what that translates, you know, on the hospital's bottom line as far as they take that money and what they're able to do, you know, as far as their staff and services and technology and all that
stuff. We desperately need a national healthcare system here, Wendell. I mean, it's just like we're the only developed country in the world without a national healthcare system. We spend more than twice as much as any other developed country for healthcare on a per capita basis, which is nuts. And where does that twice as much, where does that extra 100% that we're paying go? Into the pockets of insurance and pharmaceutical and healthcare executives. Wendell, thanks for the call. Great point.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul VandenPlas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for Songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. So find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/T-H-O-M.
Goldwater's morning call.
52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Well, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about Senator Josh Hawley, his remarks the other night that he wants to take Trump's tariff income, all that big income that's coming in unconstitutionally to the United States, and gave out rebates for Republican voters only of $600.
Yeah, it's a sign of how desperate they are. They realize that many Americans are turning against the GOP, and they figure, well, let's just bribe them. I mean, you know, Trump did that during COVID. Remember, he sent out those checks with his name on them, you know, and a little letter that said, this check is from Donald Trump, you know, the stimulus checks. He just wants to repeat that.
To me, it's all just more criminal.
Yeah. No, it's,
how can you differentiate? How are you going to differentiate Americans that are Republican and Democrat?
Well, Hawley says, and this is where it gets really weird. Hawley, this is, you know, another part of the Republican propaganda. Hawley says that, you know, the Democrats are the high wage earners. They're the ones that went to college. They're the ones who are running the banks and the insurance companies. They're the evil executives. They're all Democrats. And so those are the people. So anybody who makes over a couple $100,000 isn't going to get a $600 check. Whereas all the blue collar working class people, those are all Republicans. And you and I both know, Mike, that that's just complete BS. but they want people to believe it.
Okay, Tom, thanks for my call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike. Good talking to you. Andy in Washington, D.C. Hey, Andy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I think, you know, everybody talked about wake-up calls. Well, the wake-up calls are over. Some people are still asleep.
Yeah.
We have to acknowledge that we are completely helpless against anything that Trump wants to do.
Completely helpless.
And the reason I say that is this. Tomorrow, Trump decides to, arrest everybody, the staff at MSNBC. Put him on a plane and get him out of the country before anybody can do anything about it. Anybody. And they are citizens. It doesn't matter. Because it was going to wade itself through the courts. By that time, these folks were disappeared. That's how serious this is. What does the word Gestapo mean? You probably know.
Well, it translates literally in German. It means the state secret police or the secret police of the state. That's literally what Gestapo means.
So you tell me, what would stop what I just said, that scenario, from happening?
I get it, and I'm very concerned that sometime in the next couple of years we might be getting there. I really do. He's got this executive order saying that he can involuntarily stick anybody in a mental hospital, that you don't even have to commit a crime anymore. You just have to be, you know, he just has to decide that you're mentally ill. And who is what was it? Mark Levin, I think, wrote a book titled "Liberalism as a Mental Illness."
Yeah, I want to mention one more thing, Tom. Yeah. Last time, the 2020 election, Donald Trump wanted the military to confiscate voting machines. Do you think he's putting people in place now that will do that in 26 when it comes to those elections coming up?
Yeah. I do. I think they're going to do they already are doing everything they can to pre-rig the 2026 elections. And Mark Elias has been all over this thing with Democracy Docket. If you don't subscribe to Democracy Docket, get it. And Greg Palast has been writing about it as well.
In the future, we're going to need some martyrs. We're going to need some martyrs, Tom. People that are willing to go to jail, willing to have a cause that's that serious.
I think that there are serious lessons to be drawn from the civil rights movement. And there were not necessarily martyrship like dying like Martin Luther King did, but John Lewis getting beaten up and things like that. I get it. I totally get it. And frankly, sadly, I'm not seeing it. And when you look at the history of countries that have lost their democracies, you know, I was in the Philippines when Ferdy Marcos fled. I saw what it was like under him. I've been and worked in other countries that are run by dictators, some of which were once democracies. And typically, the dictators get away with it. I mean, it's very rare. It took 17 years to evict Pinochet. In Spain, Franco didn't get kicked out until he died in, 75, 76, I think, 75. I mean, you know, once they get their claws into your country, it can be damn hard to get them out. And that's why we've got to be working right now to stop Trump. Andy, thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tsunami alerts expiring and the U.S. West Coast has not seen significant damage from waves. The tsunami threat triggered by the major earthquake off Russia's coast. The August 1st tariff deadline fast approaching. President Trump says he will not extend time for trade agreements. Today announcing India faces 25% hikes on its imports starting Friday. ABC's Jay O'Brien says tariffs on overseas goods could weigh on U.S. businesses and ultimately get passed on to consumers.
The president also recently announcing the framework for deal with the European Union and saying that he signed a trade agreement with Japan last week, but still consumers bracing for potential price hikes. The president's tariff policies are projected to cost the average U.S. household $2,400 a year, according to one estimate.
The Fed board wraps up its policy meeting today and will issue a decision on interest rates. A dangerous heat wave continuing to grip much of the country, with cooler air starting to move into the upper plains. This is ABC News. We'll be right back.